So we saw new damage in the eastern part of Rafah, coincident with the area that Israel issued as an evacuation zone, it looks like. There was a little under 900 buildings that registered as new damage in that four-day period, and that brought the total number of damaged buildings is over 17,000, which is 36% of buildings in Rafah.
So that's over a third
of
the buildings.
Over, and that's across the conflict duration. So across the conflict duration since October, over a third of buildings in Gaza, in Rafah, have been damaged. And all the new damage, most of the new damage in the last update that we did was focused in the evacuation zone in eastern Rafah, where Israel has apparently moved in.
When you zero in on that evacuation area, can you even see, like, I know you can see buildings, but can you even see whether or not there's as many people or fewer people?
Not with our methods. We've worked with other methods, which are looking at the movements of tents, for example. There's been a lot of reported movements of tents clearing out in that area from internally displaced people. But for the building damage assessment, we can't see that directly. What we're looking at is damaged or destroyed buildings.
And what about the rest of Gaza during this most recent period? What does your imagery show?
There was some new damage that registered in the Khan Yunis area and a little bit in Deir Abala. So these are the central districts, and the northern areas were stable. So we're not registering any new damage because most of the area that we've been monitoring has already registered as damage in the north.
You guys have been doing this for a while, following and tracking this through your satellite imagery. And how does the damage, and I guess it would be connected to the strikes, compare with earlier months, you know, like, say, 3-4 months ago?
So I guess an important caveat is that we can't say exactly what caused the damage from this vantage point. It's most probably airstrikes, but it could also be munitions from the ground. There's been reported controlled demolitions happening. All sorts of stuff like that could be causing the actual damage. We've been monitoring damage to built-up areas across Gaza since the start of this campaign in early October on a roughly weekly basis. And what we saw over the first 3 months was rapid expansion of damaged areas in particularly the northern Gaza governorate, Gaza City governorate. And following the temporary ceasefire in November, the focus of new damage started to shift south progressively in the Deir Abala, Khan Yunis governorates, and now in Rafah. So the focus of damage, just as the reported conflict hotspots, have shifted south, and we've been tracking indicators of that damage with satellite radar on a weekly basis, 7 months.
Can you even tell with what you're looking at if it's like major hospital facilities, things like that, that are damaged?
Yeah, thanks. So we recently co-authored a paper that we published with medical doctors and epidemiologists from the Harvard Humanitarian Initiative, documenting damage to hospital and healthcare facilities across Gaza. But to make a long story short, these damage grids that we can detect automatically with the physical change can be overlaid with geospatial data on hospitals, for example, or any other infrastructure of interest to see whether or not damage has registered in those areas.